Operation 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
We'll be right back after this.
Back after this.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our end of summer flash sale. This month only, get Internet 100 with no contracts for just $19.99 a month. Plus, get a 2-year price lock and the first month free. Make the switch at WOWA.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great difference from last weekend's forecast, right? When we had locally heavy rain. Tonight, pristine, clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. You'll need a jacket for those area high school games. Tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable with a high around 78. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday, but very low humidity. And the storm-free pattern continues after the weekend and through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, happy hour on this talk, 93.1 of MWACV. We do requests on Friday, 272-9228. I am joined for the soiree this afternoon by Rosie Brock and Mr. Eddie Bader.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb, reach back.
Please clap.
What are you guys doing? I can't hear anything now, so undo whatever you just did. The host has to be able to hear, so what did you just do?
Adjusted my volume, which
well, now
not
I can't hear a damn thing.
Can you hear?
No.
That's everything.
I lowered a little bit.
Better?
That's better, yeah. Can you guys hear?
I can't hear nothing.
You're kidding. Try a different plug.
Let me try number two.
Sit in Rosie's lap. Do whatever you got to do.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Greg.
I know. Rosie just got to be the first to see my next magazine column called A Crocodile Named Frank.
Well, whoopsie, break it down!
Yeah, that is a big deal, isn't it?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I want to send it to you. I'd like you guys to read it, because if I need to change anything, there's still time, I think.
I like the name of it.
Yeah. Well, it's a tribute to Norm. It's a thank you to Norm MacDonald. Because I really believe that he was incredibly valuable in one of my career achievements.
Yeah?
Never got to say it in person. I did get to say it. You know the Rascals, right?
Yeah.
A lot of great songs from the 60s. Groovin', Beautiful Morning. But my favorite was How Can I Be Sure? And just before I came here in 2005, I emceed a concert they did in a big suburban venue in South Florida. And I was backstage, actually hanging out in the dressing trailer or whatever the hell you want to call it. And Felix Cavalier, who wrote and sings the lead vocal on that song, I introduced myself and I said, I just want to say thanks for that song in particular. It's meant a lot to me. It's really cool to be able to do that. And it's not just, you know, I love your work and, you know, all the crap they're used to hearing.
Right.
But what you can make it personal. So, but I have a concern because it seems like too often in these columns I write that I'm getting into, I have to make references to my dark past.
It's part of your life, Greg.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm very honored to know that you're not afraid to pull up your mistakes and say, hey, look where I've gone.
I didn't do that.
That's not me.
Where is that coming from? We have a foreign sound. It's not the cube. It's not TV. Well, isn't that the darndest thing?
Do it live.
Ah, wait a minute. No.
It's got to be from one of the...
Yeah, it's from Alabama News Network. They're off. They're not on.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I know what you did. You got to turn them down on that thing you were just playing with. That's why we're here. The listeners aren't hearing them. We are.
That's your mic.
That's it.
All right. I can still hear.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
You?
I can't hear.
I can hear. You can't?
I can hear, okay. But I can't hear that.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
You're listening to the Deaf Convention live on News Talk 93.1.
Can you hear that? I hear you now.
We're okay, Craig.
It's just our ineptitude.
That's right.
It's
my lack of technical skills here.
No, they had turned that we were listening to CBS 8 through the headset, but it wasn't going over the air. Nobody runs a tighter board than me.
Hey, it's Friday.
It is.
So today we're just going to hold our breath until the power goes off again.
I heard y'all had power outages.
What? Oh, my God.
It was just like it is now. Beautiful sunny day. I haven't seen a cloud in 48 hours. And we're rolling through the afternoon. Things are good. Our friend Ken Reynolds from the city is here about the... Yeah, he's a great guy. About the wine festival next weekend. And all of a sudden, it was very similar to the pulse that Joey and I felt when we got struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everything went, this place went completely dark. It was like, okay, I don't see any storms that could have caused this, so what is it? And every time the power goes out, whether it's here or at home, my first thought is North Korea or China or somebody's attacked our grid. We'll never have electricity again, and we're all going to die in a food riot. God,
Greg.
Drama queen.
Yeah.
Just a little. Well, I mean, we keep hearing these diary. Look, I, whether I like it or not, I get to hear the last few minutes of George Norrie every morning. It's always some a-hole in there, you know. Oh, the world's going to end, and you know, there'll be a food shortage, and
that sells books.
We'll
right?
be eating each other.
Hey, have you bought any of the 5-gallon buckets of oats you can buy, Greg, for survival?
No,
I've seen Alex Jones pushing it one time, and literally they were sending you 5-gallon buckets, Home Depot buckets of different grains.
Well, that ought to, and. Where do you get the milk to soak that cereal in when everything else is gone?
Right.
When all other options are lost.
The reports of our demise have been greatly overrated.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
I agree with you, Rosie.
So
you're on top. Everybody wants to knock
in other exciting news in this All About Me show. We have we had new pictures taken.
Yes.
Individual and group shots. This week, and they came back today, and I'd like to know why it looks like my hair is on fire. It looks like I have an aura.
Yes, it looks like you have an aura around you.
A halo.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
It's
prophetic.
Pathetic.
Prophetic.
Speaking of great pictures... We have a little contest going on my Facebook. We have several contests going on my Facebook page now that I think about it.
Yeah, you do. You've always got something going on over
Rosie,
there, buddy.
Would you tell your boyfriends not to call while we're on the air, please?
Greg, I am so sorry.
This picture of Rich that he sent from the beach. Look at Chase with the teeth.
I know.
Looks like he is
that
so happy.
Toothy grin
is
priceless.
I know. And Rich
has
got a great smile.
His dad kept his shirt on in a picture for once.
Oh, I should probably make sure. I wonder if Jacqueline's seen this. Let me go to the hearts and see if I see.
Yeah, it'd be easy to tell if she's seen it.
Oh, come on, Jacqueline. This is... I would be mortified if that didn't... Oh, and the Duncan and Son Predictathon is on my page. You'd have to be a friend or a follower to go get it, to get involved. And make a prediction, because you could win 50 Duncan dollars if you are the first to post the correct outcome of either or both games.
Do we have winners last week, Greg?
We had a winner on the Auburn game.
Is that right? Great.
Thanks for reminding me. I got to find that guy and put him in touch with Don.
Okay.
Because he won 250 Dunkin' Dollars.
Dunkin' Dollars, baby.
Who was it? Do you remember?
Bob.
Bob. Oh, well, that ought to be easy. No problem.
Bob.
Bob Smith.
Bob Ross. No, that's the guy that paints.
Yes. Right?
Anyway, make your prediction right now. Just in terms of school spirit, it sure looks like the Alabama crowd is kicking the Auburn crowd.
Well, that's because us Auburn folks have to work for a living, Greg. We don't get to sit around.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah well, so far, Alabama's 20 ahead no matter what the cause.
Well, and Auburn fans get a little nitty when they lose.
Who does?
Auburn fans.
Because we don't like to lose, Rosie.
Yeah, so they're just going to hold out till the last minute.
Pretty much, yeah. That's it. Yeah, I love the video you got up there with the dog making the cake he's trying to make.
Yeah, that since Rich was out of town, there was nobody to make breakfast for today.
I was wondering how, you know.
Hey, Beth Cooper was a really nice sidekick this morning.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
She enjoyed it, I could tell.
Yeah.
So she will be invited back morning or afternoon.
Yeah.
I knew she'd be fine. She's a performer.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's really down to earth, really terrific.
Well, she rolled with the show really well.
Yeah. And I put up a token cat video to look at the cats. They can be really funny. I mean,
they're hilarious.
Well, that one was when that cat slapped. I love the way that's if old Harold Delaney was a cat, yeah, that would have been it scratching his butt.
That's mean.
Yeah, that is kind of, you know. I love this one here. Spinning in circles, walks, and kicks the baby duck out of the way. That's so cat. And look at this one playing with the dog's balls. So there's all kinds of there's entertainment and opportunities to win on my Facebook page. But right now at 3:17,
it's electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, the long-awaited results of the Arizona audit are starting to arrive. And I actually covered that hearing live, but I have a feeling that it's going to be a little bit ponderous. For now, though, suffice it to say that the Attorney General for the state of Arizona has announced they will take all necessary actions. Trump himself said it proves four or five times over that there was fraud in Arizona. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is ordering a forensic recount in four Texas counties. I'm assuming because it was well known. David Blackman talked about this. There was voter theft in Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas.
Your big districts.
Yeah. So that's going to come out. And it's slowly, a lot slower than most of us would like. It's slowly starting to turn up in other states we know were ripped off. And isn't it funny? Greg Gutfeld last night said, based on current polling, it's finally true. Donald Trump is more popular than Joe Biden. Of course, and it was like 48-46, and Gutfeld made the comment, why is he higher than two?
Right.
What has he done? Right. Nothing. And then today, the son of a bitch, pardon me, President son of a bitch, is threatening the Border Patrol over a hoax. Nobody got whipped. That's rough terrain. You can't drive cars there, so they're on horseback. And that Maxine Waters with her drop dead. Oh, my God, that woman is just a cancer on everybody because they've always got her in front of a camera with her big mouth open talking crap. And it's really, really getting old. And now the Border Patrol, I wouldn't be, look, if they all walked off, who would blame them?
And that's the part. What if they do all walk off, Greg? Honestly, the Biden administration, they would love nothing more than that.
This is true. They want everybody to walk in. We heard that comment during that Tucker clip we played yesterday from Biden in 2015, saying we gotta make Whitey the minority.
Yeah.
It's like, why should that matter? If we're all cheering for the same country, why do we have to have Who cares? I thought we were past that. I thought...
We were past it.
Yeah. Now, no, because that doesn't work for them. They got to have everybody sniping at each other.
Right.
That's what works for them politically.
Well, then no one complains about all the screwing over they're getting by the government. If they got us fighting against each other, your government can do what they want to do.
Yeah. By the way, the reason this Arizona thing is significant is this is the state that a-hole on Fox, was it Steyerwald?
Yes. Somebody. Yes, Chris. Yes.
Called for Biden way early.
Mm-hmm.
And this obviously will not only negate that outcome. So what happens then is these audits spread and it's discovered that, these states were stolen. What happens then?
That's what I always wondered, Greg.
At the very least, Biden's presidency should be decertified.
Yeah.
States should, that discover this should decertify their electoral votes, negating his presidency. Now, that might put Nancy Pelosi's bony ass in the White House, but you know what? Won't be there too long.
Right.
And that way, every single stupid thing that Joe Biden has done, you can't undo Afghanistan. That's already royally screwed. Those people over there are literally dead. But the idea that we're begging OPEC for oil when he shut down our...
6 months ago, we're pumping more oil out of here. We were the biggest oil exporter in the world.
Yeah.
Now we're begging.
Now we're begging. And that's not an America that...
No.
And by the way, the Great Uniter, how's that working out for everybody? We're all getting along so much better. So, anyway, as the afternoon, there's more information on this audit result coming out throughout the afternoon. And on top of everything else, and this story, like every other thing, gets kind of, turns out that Mr. Tax Increase, Mr. Pay Your Fair Share, may be about $500,000 shy in his own taxes. What a dick.
Right.
Really? I'm sorry, that's Obama. I want everybody to pay their fair share. How about you? Let's start with you. How about Hunter?
What he's getting.
Yeah, he wanted $2 million from the Saudis for peddling influence. If this was Trump's kid, they would all be in a gulag.
Yeah.
Now. But that brilliant FBI of ours, man, they're right on top of it. They're busy, staging fake rallies so they can arrest each other.
Exactly, because no one shows up when they...
That was the biggest circle jerk in political history last week.
How much money do you think we spent on that, Greg?
Oh,
right.
Over a million.
It was a million. Let's just say it was $1 million failed setup, because that's what it was. The only people that were there were law enforcement.
I just think Nancy had the wall put back up because she hasn't seen a good erection in a long time. You want that's my truth. You're... Right?
You bet, buddy.
Isn't that right, Nancy? Been a long time?
Certainly, certainly.
Yeah, bitch. All right, so we're off to a roaring start this afternoon. That Arizona audit story brought to you by Mr. Electric. When you have any type of home project, repair, installation, or you haven't had your home's fuse panel or wiring looked at in a long time, or at least more than 2 or 3 years, call them and they'll come out and take a look for free. And that way you get to meet the people that work for Mr. Electric, the certified master electricians. And when you need somebody to do an installation or a project or repair, you call them. And their business model is fantastic because you got the best and most talented electricians on the planet. They come to your house to do an estimate at a time that's convenient for you and perform the work at a time that's convenient for you, and you always pay the price they quote you. No games, no gimmicks, just the best results. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. Our number is 272-9228. If you got a request this afternoon, there's plenty more to cover.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches & Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches & Clean will clean 2 rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches & Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit PeachesAndClean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Hey, everybody. We are talking with Barry Holt with AVS Pro. You're probably wondering what AVS Pro is. Well, nobody knows any better than the owner, Barry Holt. Barry, tell us about it.
Well, AVS Pro is a family-owned business in Montgomery, Alabama that specializes in audio, video, and security, as the name says. We service the central Alabama area. We do work here in Montgomery, obviously, in Prattville. Do a lot of work over in Lake Martin and Auburn.
AVS Pro. Folks, let me tell you, whether you're in the market for audio, or video, or security, you need to get in contact with AVS Pro. And here's the reason why.
We design, install, and support high-quality residential and commercial audio, video, automation, and security systems. We strive to make your life as simple and efficient as possible. We offer a broad range of products and services, whether it's mounting a TV, installing security systems, and or cameras.
Folks, AVS Pro is locally owned, and here's how you can check them out.
You can find us at Facebook or at avspro.net.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Ad paid for by MPM, not attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to Paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between Paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, Paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to Paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-265-6378. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-265-6378. Again, that's 800-265-6378.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy now on Taylor Road from Troy Highway all the way up past Vaughn to I-85. Got a lot of congestion. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. A lot of folks getting out of town. Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Same thing, folks coming out of downtown trying to ease out of Montgomery. And we have an accident with injury. Fairground Road at Chisholm. If you know the location, use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there while they help those folks out. And keep it here for updates. Do you have an extra vehicle you need to get rid of? Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will buy it. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Eastern Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Other animal news at 3:30. Did you hear the story this morning about the gorillas?
Yes.
I have to hold my papers up now.
It's
to block
your eye over there, Greg.
This stack of papers in my hand will burst into flame from Rosie's laser look.
Mm-hmm. It's dialed in.
No, it's life. It's I've been to the zoo a couple of times when animals got amorous.
Yeah,
they're supposed to.
That's what they do.
Isn't it amazing? They don't have to go to a nightclub and have drinks and get somebody loosened up. It's like, hey, so let's do it.
You know,
we have to make more buffaloes.
My funniest time at the zoo when I was a kid, my dad would take us. And actually, we used to have monkeys and alligators in Oak Park when I was a kid. But my dad would thump on a Winston, and the cigarette, they'd smoke it. And they'd want another one. And if you didn't throw them another one, well, they threw something right back at you.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a large crowd. The Bronx Zoo, considering what a suckhole New York has evolved into, is actually one of the more respected zoos around the world. So there's a crowd there, a lot of families and kids, when two gorillas decide not to do it the traditional gorilla way, but to... Oh, Rosie, I left my coffee out in the kitchen. Would you mind running for that for me, please?
Sure, Greg.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. See, I was lying. It was right there the whole time. Boy, I'd be really mad if somebody had lied to me to get me out of the studio so I could do an oral, rather a story about gorilla
science. Uh-huh, I see.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So here we go. As the crowd watches this display. I'll bet there were a few awkward questions on the ride home after the zoo.
Why would you take a child to, given the name of the event that you said?
Oh, no, that the one that they do at Zoo Miami, that's adults.
Oh, okay.
This just happened. It just happened to be a...
All natural?
Yeah.
Somehow I thought it was that event.
Right. Some people...
And I thought, why would you take a child to that?
Why would you instantly think so negative, Rosie?
You obviously didn't hear the title. Yeah. Greg can tell you during the break.
Oh, the...
The title.
The event?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sex with the Animals. Or Love with the... I forget. It's one or the other. But they do it every year, and they do it at a time when a lot of animals,
During the mating season.
During the mating season, there you go.
And mature adults watch these.
Still be weird. Sorry, it'd still be weird. Hey, Greg, what are you doing this weekend? Nothing. Hey, you want to go to the zoo and watch animals do it?
I'm going
to
watch some hippopotamuses have sex.
That sounds like a great weekend for us, Greg. Rosie, what you doing this weekend?
Hey, if you want to follow a rhino doing it, maybe we can peek in on Mitt Romney sometime.
That's true.
It is 3:34. Seth Spotlow will not be joining us this afternoon, just as a precaution.
Right.
And he'll be back with us Monday, I guess.
I think so.
But tomorrow, got some errands around town to do. Going to Bama Lanes tomorrow.
I haven't bowled
in 100 years. I want to...
That'll probably be really good for you, Greg.
Plus, I want to make sure that my ball and my shoes are still in my locker.
From the mid-90s there?
Well, no, I haven't, with the pandemic and everything, I don't know that I paid the locker fee. I hope they didn't throw my stuff away.
I doubt they did that. You're Greg Budell.
Well, that didn't help me the last time when when Steve Landers sold it. The guy that came in and took over the shoe store threw out Roz's bowling ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of bowling, you remember the movie Kingpin, Bill Murray?
Yeah, I've seen that once.
Okay. The end of the movie where he rolls three strikes in a row, he did it live. He did all three of them.
Well, that's cool. I can do that. I can get three in a row.
I can get three gutters in a row.
The worst time I ever got three in a row.
Really?
Yes. I managed to achieve... I had nine strikes in a game. through nine frames, I had six strikes. Normally, when you have that many strikes in a game, you should be easily pushing or going over 200.
Right.
But we get to the, I opened in the ninth frame after all these strikes, and I looked at my score, and I'm sitting at 166. And I turned to Steve Durrow, my wonderful accountant, to impress him with my whiz-bang mathematics skills. I said, you know what? If I get three more strikes, I'll have nine for the game, but I won't break 200. You got to be a special kind
that's
of stupid.
Crazy.
And I said, I don't want to do it, but we were playing. It was a competition, so I just couldn't, you know, blow the game. So what do? I go up and I get three strikes and blow a 196.
That is incredible.
And to make it even worse, we didn't win the game. Who do we have here?
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Oh, Fred. Fred?
There's Fred. Fred?
Hello, Fred.
Fred? What do we do here? What? Now what? Where's Fred?
Not this guy.
We're ready for some Freddy. All right, Fred, call us back. I don't know what's going on. Did I do something? I don't know if that button needs to be down or not. Somebody get Craig back in here. Crazy. One of the other things I want to do tomorrow, and I got to remember, I have it in my...
Some board training?
Yeah. Come in Saturday for special lessons. We're ready to, now that Seth has helped us, he's a good worker.
Yeah, he is.
We got our little deck is ready for a coat.
Oh, good deal.
Stain. So we got to pick out the stain. I've got the whole chart. I got Mr. Britterbottle, and we'll go over there tomorrow and pick that up, and then we'll get some grit to put in it so it, you know, gives some traction to the surface and be good to go. That's... Now, I did not touch that button. How did that phone go on the air?
That wasn't me.
We're starting with this again, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
It's here from our haunted studios just off Carmichael Road. Anyway, John Lee Paints not only can help you if you want to stain a deck or any outdoor wood, they can also provide you with the best paints for interior and exterior painting. They carry Richards for interior. Mr. Bader here can testify to the longevity of the look of that paint. 7 years. And you couldn't tell if it was put on last month or when it actually was in 2013. And for exterior, they have their own brand, Solar Proof. And boy, you know, that's formulated to seal the paint and lock out the elements. So it doesn't get dingy or dirty looking or mold underneath it. It just retains its look beautifully. A staff that can answer any question, it's important. What roller do I use? What kind of brushes? What kind of surface? Do I have to prep it? Do I have to clean it? All of those questions are important, and John Lee and the staff there can answer them. So stop by when you need them at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, and please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. All right, Fred.
Hey, you got me. That's funny. I heard the dial tone like you had hung up on me for like 2 seconds, and then I had you back. Does that help at all?
No.
No.
But thanks for confusing. We appreciate the info.
About your radio, not my cell phone.
I got you.
Okay. Anyway, Eddie in the house?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Would you like to buy a house today, Fred?
Concerning the zoo, slightly voyeuristic animal husbandry, I think a lot of people, and maybe kids there, had no clue. I hope there were no kids there. And the adults seeing that, me, again, a 400-pound gorilla does it stronger, and, you know, he's a big old strong guy, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the last person I want to see have said.
Yeah, you never go to the zoo hoping to see that.
No.
But sometimes it just happens.
What?
I can't believe they schedule that and advertise it that way, but, who knows whether it's kangaroos or dolphins or whatever, it is nature, and it is them doing, you know, exactly what they're supposed to do at that time specifically of the year or the scent or whatever. But I think maybe in my mind, on kind of like Rosie, not sure I want to go to that. I don't know, maybe when I was 20, you know, and the guys would go there and laugh at it.
On that note, Fred, you imagine I almost called him Gaylord.
What I'm going to go listen to my old radio in my car now.
All righty. Let us know how we sound on that one.
See you, Fred.
All right. You know what we need to do here? We need to take a break. I have been traumatized. We got some local news at 3:40. Rich's forecast, and then we're back. I'll request Friday something we can play for you at the end of this break. 272-9228. Call now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Glenn Halbrooks. New COVID-19 numbers show a big drop in Alabama's public schools. There are now about 3,800 cases, down from 6,400 last week. The feds have released new instructions on who should get a COVID-19 booster shot. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says people first must have received both Pfizer shots, and the second shot must have been given at least 6 months ago. After that, the CDC says those 65 and older or in long-term care settings should get a shot, while some others may get one. Information about Moderna or J&J boosters hasn't been released. In sports, Alabama is seeking its 100th consecutive win over unranked opponents when they host Southern Miss. Auburn is trying to rebound from its first loss of the season in hosting Georgia State. And tonight's Game 3 in the playoffs between the Montgomery Biscuits and the Mississippi Braves. The series is tied 1-1. I'm Glenn Halbrooks. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fix. Replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication, and if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the warehouse sale, stop by Cavco Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 24th and Saturday, September 25th, 8 till 5.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great difference from last weekend's forecast, right? When we had locally heavy rain. Tonight, pristine, clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. You'll need a jacket for those area high school games. Tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable with a high around 78. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday, but very low humidity. And the storm-free pattern continues after the weekend and through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now.
Oh,
that's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say,
Friday afternoon. It's All Request Happy Hour 272-9228. Yes, we're going to pay attention to the news. I kind of have a Tucker Carlson, Greg Gutfeld clip to play. They were evaluating who was the dumbest ass on CNN.
Oh, really?
On Gutfeld's show. And that's kind of funny.
How about Lamont? Where did he show up at? He should have been.
Well, it was between Lamont and Cuomo.
Oh, darn, that's a tough one.
With Brian Stelter under the desk begging for treats, that little potato-headed piece of crap. So here's Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, there's worse things than what y'all are talking about to see at the zoo. Many years ago, I had a date with a girl, and we were going to, and I can't remember whether it was Birmingham or Atlanta, it was one of those cities with bad traffic. And her parents wouldn't let us go unless we carried these two little kids with us.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't her kids. No, nobody's. It's grandkids of an older sister. So it was like her older sister's kids. They were, and they said, take them with you, you know. And I'm like, okay, good. We'll take kids. And I'm good with kids. They're a lot of fun. And so we went to the zoo, and we're there. And they're like, I don't know, 5 years old, 7 years old, you know. So it kept us busy keeping up with them. And we're at the bear exhibit. And the bear exhibit, of course, you're behind this big fence, you know, real tall, wrought iron.
Right.
And then there's this big concrete ditch in between there and where the bears live and their den and all that stuff. And we're there, and we're looking at the thing, and, you know, and I see the bear, one of the bears, is down in the bottom of the concrete ditch. And the bear's not moving.
Uh-oh.
And the
you're not going to tell us a dead bear story, I hope.
Now I'm going to tell you like I told the five-year-old. He's sleeping.
Ah, that's sleep. Much better.
And we got away, but they kept wanting to go back to see if he'd woken up yet. We're not taking these kids back there now. They're too young to see a dead bear at the bottom of a concrete ditch.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a similar story, but it happened at our house.
The bear?
Yeah, hey, no. What happened in my house?
Cutie and hang on a second. My turn to talk. Cutie and Dixie, my daughter's hamsters, had them in a big glass cage with all their toys and stuff. And Janelle and her friend next door were sitting down. I had pizza. And I'm looking through the glass, and I noticed that one of them is just laying there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously deceased.
Oh.
Not good.
Well, I managed to ease through their pizza.
Yeah.
And I said, it's just sleeping. They've been running around all day. But no, it was dead. And I was so upset. And then the other one died like a month later. I'm at home crying.
Oh, good Lord.
Calling, what should I do? Janelle handled it a lot better than I did.
I bet she did.
Go ahead, Biloxi. I'm sorry.
No, buy another hamster. They don't know the difference.
Have you ever done that with goldfish, Greg?
Nah.
Make one pass?
Nah, but every kid needs to have that first goldfish funeral with a little box so that you learn about death.
Circle of life.
And fertilizing.
Well, this goes along with it. I fell off my porch because the railings broke, and I was not going to get it fixed until I get the roof fixed because of the storm damage.
Uh-huh.
And I was emptying. And this is what I thought. Now, I'm going to, all the stuff I've done in my life, and I'm an old man, and the thing is, I'm going to die because I'm emptying a cat food dish that I put food in to feed the possum that lives on the porch that keeps the snakes away.
Mm-hmm.
And the railing, of course, is rotted. And when I'm leaning over, I get top heavy. I fall over. Fortunately, I broke my fall with my nose and my face.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm all jammed up. They took x-rays. I had to get a tetanus shot because I landed on a snake and he bit me.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Wow, that's a story.
And I come in the house. I have to crawl over to the stairs where I grab something to pull myself back up on. And I come in the house, and I'm telling you, all I'm doing is going, please not the teeth, please not the teeth. Yeah. I had a mouthful of dirt, too. And anyway, so far, the teeth are okay. Now, the nose is swollen, and the hand's swollen, and the arm. I mean, I'm totally bruised, broke up. I got nails impaled into me, and it ripped my shirt and my jeans up. And
insult to injury, a snake. You fall on a snake, and it bites you.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, it bit me. Yeah, it bit me, but it was only about 18 inches long. It was solid black. I tried to grab it, but I couldn't. And so anyway, that was about 6:30 in the evening because, you know, I just watched till I get the weather. And so I was taking the garbage to the...
Now what?
I think we lost him.
Yeah. It just cut off. I did not cut you off. And again, I'm looking at the board.
I was going to say, you're looking at the board there, Greg.
Dennis should be on the line then. Dennis?
Hey, guys.
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, the phone's working.
Hey, Eddie, how are you, sir?
All right.
Greg, you know, I hope you're not under attack from outside sources on your communications there, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know, but you're talking about the different pets. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my dad, we lived out in the country, and he come home with this little puppy, and it only had, like, three legs. And he said I just couldn't watch everybody pick up the different dogs and not get him because he just needed some of that care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually named him Tripod. And
how sensitive,
man! You talk. Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I know. Don't worry. I'm just,
that's probably the that was probably the best dog I ever had, man. He could outrun just about anything, but he was full of life and bigger, and it sure was a sad day when we had to tell him goodbye. So
yeah, I know.
And his much older age, but I guess the whole thing about the fish and everything brought that back to me, and I just thought I wanted to call it up and share that with you.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
We appreciate the call.
Well,
always.
Hey, anytime, guys. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too. Right.
Thank you.
272-9228, David.
Hey, I need Blunt the Gambler to call back. I need to know, did he spill his beer?
I'll see if we can't make that happen. I don't know what happened. His phone is cut off, but we'll see if we can get it. Anything we can play for you this afternoon, David?
The porch again.
Let's see. Just pick something. All of them's good.
All righty.
Mayberry.
Mayberry marijuana?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. We'll play that next hour right after the SRN news break coming up just ahead. Did you get a chance to read A Crocodile Named Frank?
I'm in the process. I'm not done yet.
You like it?
Yes, I love it.
I haven't got to read it yet, Greg. I've kind of been doing some research and development.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. Hey, that house.
Yeah.
Is that still on the market?
Which one are you talking about? Ray Drive?
Yeah.
Ray Drive, we had...
That's the most amazing tree I've ever seen in front of a house.
I think we had 9 offers in 24 hours. Yeah.
Only nine. I drive, you know, I'm out on my bike today. There's about 4 homes that I go past that have been on the market. What are you people doing?
Well, we're taking one off the market there in Arrowhead on Arrowhead Court. We've got a client that making a cash purchase on that one, so... We're bringing neighbors, good neighbors, to your neighborhood, just so you know.
That's nice to know. It's a great neighborhood.
Oh, it's a great neighborhood.
Black Caesar lives not far. In fact, I go past this house sometimes.
I think you passed this house on your loop there. And Pam, my partner, lives there. It's great.
Yeah,
it is. It's a great facility. Yeah.
You got a few idiots, though, that still insist on speeding. And I'm telling you, you're bringing out my nasty.
I'm really surprised that MPD hadn't set up, because usually in a neighborhood like that, when you get a few complaints, MPD will set up for a couple of days.
I have
Might
some
be a good idea.
Look at this picture of Hershey.
Oh, we get there.
We get better internet reception when his ears are up like that.
I bet.
And some weenies.
I need him at my house.
My little old man. He and I are sharing the same hair color these days.
He doesn't have that halo, though.
The halo effect. No, I just sent that to Janelle, and she sent me back. So my hair is glowing. She says, "You're on fire, literally."
That little turnip didn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that, but you did. It's okay. When you are going through a trauma in life, I'm going to focus on divorce or separation or... And look, a lot of people that weren't thinking about it, hadn't even contemplated it, because of things that were byproducts of the pandemic and shutdowns and lockdowns, changes in attitude and everything else that have been part of that, have found themselves changing their circumstances. I can tell you from experience, having been down that road several times, you need to be able to focus on yourself. Because so many things are going to change. They may seem like little things at first, but enough of them together, you really become aware that this is a significant change in life. You need to focus on that and let the legal work be handled by people who will have your back. You need to have that feeling they know what they're doing and they've got me covered. They're looking out for my best interests. That's Duncan Tomlinson. They specialize in representing men. But if you're a woman, I would call them at 819-4810 for a consultation. Sometimes the consultation inspires a second attempt. Sometimes you get so close to your own situation, you kind of lose, you don't see the forest through the trees. And then there's other situations where, no, this is what I need to do. Whatever the case, they're there for you at 819-4810. There are powerful testimonials at divorcefromalabama.com. And if you need to make that change in your life, at least you know that the legal aspect of things is in capable hands, not just from the standpoint of legal knowledge, but giving you that all-important feeling of support. You don't have to. You turn it over to them. Focus on yourself. DivorceFromAlabama.com, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 357, 272-1928 for reply.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, and we've got accidents in both directions from there. One out the Troy Highway just before Taylor Road, a minor one, and then on up the Eastern Boulevard as you approach Vaughn Road. But from the other side, if you've got Chick-fil-A and Olive Garden on your right, going to be in your lane there. Please use caution. Moderate traffic flow everywhere else around the city. I-65 and 85, no problems there at the moment. Earn your associate's degree in AWS Cloud Computing, Cisco Networking, or Cybersecurity from Trenum State. Mini-term registration is now open. Classes start October 11th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
There are many Alabamians that are waking up today to make a positive difference in someone's life and to do good and to be good. I'm excited for the opportunity to help folks get up and get on their way and face the day.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and his name is Foster Grump. And Mr. Grump, I understand you've been checking out some of the businesses downtown.
Yes, we have. We went down to Taco Pecan, and you know what, Bubba?